Am I the jerk, Donnie?
Well, we're about to find out. Am I the jerk 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send in your scenarios to see whether you or someone else that was around you or that affected you, if they are a jerk. And since we're the experts, maybe we're the jerks, we will let you know if you or someone else was. So let's get into it. You ready? Hello, boys. I was out with friends at a local outdoor drinking spot. This particular place has yard games and different activities that make it attractive for families. I occupy the kids while the parents drink. It should be known, I don't have any children. My friend's daughters were playing nearby, and we noticed this group of girls coming around every so often. And it seemed that there was always some kind of trouble when they did. Maybe not bullying, but definitely mean girl stuff happening. Our group was paying attention to what was happening, but the mean girl's parents were nowhere in sight, and the troublemakers would run off every time one of the parents in our group intervened. Finally, the lead mean girl came back and was about to start something. I was several IPAs deep at this point and yelled, "Hey," at the top of my lungs. The little girl jumped 6 feet in the air, glanced at me with eyes wide, and sprinted off into the crowd. So John asks, am I the jerk for yelling at a little girl?
Catch me outside. How about that?
This is... Junior talked about this book, I've been reading it, called About the Anxious Generation, and about not helicopter parenting, but perhaps in a degree overprotection of parenting, where it used to be you could figure out as children conflict and situations like this that you'd have to go through that as you became an adult made it easier for you. Because I think as a parent, we're so protective of our kids, because this happened to my son years ago when he was much younger. Used to take him to the park, we'd play, you know, I'd be close, but let him kind of figure it out on his own a little bit. Man, we went to a park one time and this kid would come up to him and, like, again, not bullying, but he'd run over and tell me, this kid won't let me go down the slide and stuff. I was like, well, why not? He said, it's his slide and all this. So I go, well, tell him that it's your turn. So he runs back over and tells me, and again, same thing. So yeah, I understand the frustration, because I went over to the little kid, look, it's his turn to go down the slide. And then you wonder, okay, overstepping the bounds, you got to let your kid figure it out. But I do wonder, at what point do you step in? Because...
But is it an obligation to step to the parents?
Like, I think that's where you go.
But then now in these days, you just never know. Because
yeah,
if you walk up to a parent and say, hey, you know what? You know, your kid's being a little mean.
Yeah.
And then maybe they're mean. And then some confrontation happens when, yeah, you probably can have the kids figure it out. But you don't want to wind up yelling at a little kid.
There's honestly three outcomes when this happens. Either they're like, oh yeah, and they take care of it. By the way, that's the least likely outcome.
Yes.
Two is they're just like, or some combination of, oh, okay, and then they go back to doing whatever they were doing, the parent.
Yeah.
And then three is they blow up and the worst case scenario happens.
Then we have World Star and everyone's grabbing their phones and it's going viral.
So honestly, because I do, we deal with this a lot at parks and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's you just control what you can control, and that's your child, which is we go to a different part of the park. We do something else. We try to remove ourselves from the situation. That's the best thing you can do, because there's two out of the three. Outcomes are bad, and those are the most likely things to happen. Because if they do nothing, that's just going to infuriate you more, and you're going to need to remove yourself from the situation anyway. So that's generally the best play.
Yeah, Travis is right, because it does become that, because you go tell those parents, hey, your kid's messing with my kid. You want to keep an eye out or say something? And then depending on how they react, it becomes a whole situation. So...
And nobody parents the same.
Right.
And especially in public, nobody parents the same. So it's just going to turn into a conflict of ideals. And that's not, the park isn't the place to have that talk.
I don't feel he was being a jerk by yelling hey at the kid.
No, you're in the clear there.
But if the kid runs off and says, this man yelled at me, to the parent, that parent's going to come back with air in his chest chest.
And then it becomes a whole thing. Well, you're not doing anything about it, so I decided to parent for you. And then it becomes, you're yelling at each other, and your kid completely forgot what happened originally. All they know is that my dad yells at people at the park.
Yeah, it's such a sticky wicket when dealing with other kids in a public place, because you want to be, especially if something's happening to your child, you want to defend them. But at the same time, there is definitely a bubble around that strange child where you gotta step very carefully.
Well, you guys are the child makers and the crew.
Man, it's a lot. It's a different world.
I would probably yell, hey, at the kid. Come on, man.
I don't think you're being a jerk, and I don't think my IPA drinking friend was a jerk either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Just a little come on, man. See if that works.
Come on, man. All right. Invasion. With the break in school during the summer months, my young kids, ages 3 and 1, I was tasked with watching them one weekday morning, something I don't usually do, but because I have a job unlike the woman who lives with me rent-free. I took the kids to an indoor playground that happened to have a nice coffee shop in the same building about 30 feet away. Anyway, my 3-year-old is having a great time playing and minding her own business. She accidentally knocks over the coffee of one of the mommies who had set her coffee directly on the playground area. My toddler was apologetic, and we helped the mommy clean up the coffee, but we did not offer to replace her coffee because of the mommy's poor placement of her coffee. Am I the jerk for not replacing her coffee, or is this other mom just dumb for leaving her coffee in the play area? P.S. If it helps your decision, if Junior Miller saw a picture of this mommy, he would not be interested in the story.
That should not factor into the jerkiness. Just want to throw that out there. I want to throw a PS of my own out there, and it's PSS. That should not factor
again,
in.
You know, again, we're talking about interested. Everybody parents in different ways, but I think personally for me, I don't think you're a jerk, but I think it for me, I would have look, hey, son, when we do something like this, let's try to make it right. We knocked it over, so let's replace it for them.
Yeah, I think you offer at the very least.
Yeah.
Especially if it's somebody that you might run into if it's a frequently patronaged place for you. You might want to cultivate some relationships in there. And if your kid or you knock over somebody's badly placed coffee, buy yourself a little leeway the next time you need to yell at their kid.
You've got to replace that.
You got to offer to.
At least.
Yeah. It's like, no matter especially where it is. If the coffee is in the general area, like you can get them a coffee fairly easily, you need to offer to replace it.
Like the only thing I would say, if it's on the slide where you walk up the steps and they place the coffee right there and they knocked it over.
Yeah, that's
think I would even replace it then.
I mean,
you have to.
Say it was a merry-go-round, which I don't even think those exist anymore, and they placed it on the merry-go-round and the kid was jumping on it and knocked over, then what are we doing here? But to some degree, if they're just in the playground area, I'd offer to replace it. But I don't think you're a jerk that you didn't. I personally would.
Because now your child has created a mess that I'm assuming they didn't, you know, mop up.
No, well, they said they helped clean up, I think you have to offer. I think it's a little bit of a jerk move.
But
not
I do
offering.
Wonder if the person, the mom whose coffee knocked over, I kind of wonder if she was like, hey, are you going to get me one or do you want to replace this? Or if she said anything. If nothing was said, then I don't think you're a jerk for not doing it. You could have gone the extra step and said, hey, let me replace that for you.
And you're definitely a jerk if you ask for the coffee to be replaced. Like, hey, how about you go get me a new coffee?
Are you?
I think that's a jerk move. Because while I think you should offer to replace, you're not obligated to do anything in this case. You're obligated to make sure everybody's okay and that the mess gets cleaned up. But to purchase a new coffee, I don't think you're necessarily obligated. You are maybe obligated to offer.
I think Travis is right. Yes, you can't ask. Matt is also right. You don't have to get it because you're at a playground. So rule number one of kids around, don't put anything too low. You put everything up high. Yeah.
Very true.
That's bad scouting report.
Yeah, if it's a badly placed thing, no, there's that.
Now, I wonder how much coffee was spilled. Is she on the back end of
it? Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Like, what if you knocked it over and it was a full cup? You have to replace it.
And of course,
just got it.
What if the kid had knocked it over on itself, burnt themselves? You could have sued the person and the establishment for this coffee is too hot.
Dude.
Welcome to America.
Dump all that. Let's go to a playground.
Just sacrifice.
Look for coffees on the ground.
Okay, I think the consensus is that he's not a jerk for
not replacing it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's your duty.
Yeah, I think you should, but I don't think you're a jerk necessarily.
Dear Donnie and Matt, while most everyone is familiar with the social and hygiene taboo of double dipping chips and dips, right? We already get that. Am I the jerk for going off during family meals or social gatherings when someone takes the same knife, spoon, a fork, etc. to get food out of containers, i.e. peanut butter and jelly? The cross-contamination of peanut butter into all the jelly jars and vice versa drives me up the wall. I've been known to look into a jelly jar, see peanut butter remains smeared, stirred into the jelly when I want to use the jelly with something else, then grabbing a huge spoon and loudly overreacting while scooping the top 2 inches of the jelly, then fling it just all over the place, or even chunk the whole jar if not salvageable. Am I the jerk?
Yeah. Get over it. You're going to smear it together on your little sandwich. Yeah, you're a real jerk. Chill out.
What if you're somebody who likes to put peanut butter on other things, and when you go to put peanut butter like on your apple, it's got jelly in it?
I think you'll be totally fine.
What if you discovered something new and now you're the inventor?
No, it doesn't bother me
personally,
but I don't think he's a jerk that he's like, hey, I don't want this to happen.
Boy, if you're admitting that you're loudly making a big deal about a little bit of peanut butter in the jelly jar, a little jelly in the peanut butter jar, and flinging 2 inches of jelly, you're a jerk.
Yeah, but where does it stop? Because what if it's the queso and the guacamole, and you don't want to eat guacamole, but now you got guacamole and the queso because you use the same spoon or whatever?
I think you need to grow up and
different
mix a little guac
sauces
with your queso, because that's delicious.
What if you don't like habanero, but you dipped it in a habanero salsa, and then the one person doesn't like hot pepper at all, and so you got that spoon into the other salsa and made it spicy?
Ask for another salsa.
But you could have just asked for a spoon. See what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you're a jerk.
I think his reaction is jerky.
It doesn't bother me personally.
To be annoyed by it, not a jerk.
I mean, trust me.
To make a big deal about it is very jerky.
I mean, I have to have my own jar of peanut butter at the house.
Then that's your solution is to...
Well, I like to eat out of the peanut butter jar.
With just a spoon.
Yeah, like,
but it's your spoon.
Yeah, and
so
your
you
peanut butter.
So you put it in your mouth and then put it back in there, but it's only you that's eating out of it.
Yeah, because the wife doesn't like that, and it drives her insane.
And that's
that
the
would
solution.
Probably drive. Well, it wouldn't drive me insane with the wife.
She it
may
like it
drive me
that
insane
that
with someone else.
Yeah,
like anytime I try to, like, if I'm going to eat chips and salsa, I try to do it before she sees me, because I don't see the point getting a bowl out to put the salsa in. So I'll just dip the chip into the salsa jar. She
in
can't
the jar?
Stand,
yeah, no, I wouldn't
or
do that.
What I'll do is I'll take a little sip of the salsa and then put a chip in my mouth so I don't
doing
have to use a bowl.
Shots of salsa?
Straight
yeah,
from the jar, huh?
I did it yesterday, yeah. Because and then what happens is she comes up and she goes, no, get
what
a little bowl. And I go, I'm done.
See, I was going to defend.
She goes, no, you're not. I go, yeah, I am.
I was going to defend, like, if it's a family situation, especially immediate family, double dipping's on the table.
Well,
like if it's wife and husband
yeah,
and
like
kids, we're double dipping.
You swirl your tongues together, so why wouldn't you share?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
The but, wife is fine, but if anyone else.
Yeah, outside of immediate family, no double dipping. No double dipping.
What if you're hanging out with a group of friends and a girl's there that you would make out with if you could? Then you could double dip with her.
No.
No, I think she would.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
She wouldn't make out with you on the basis of double dipping. But if you play your cards right, get married, have a couple of kids,
then
you can double
good
dip all you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think? Because you're the tiebreaker on this guy. Because Travis says jerk. I say not jerk.
I think to make a huge, huge deal out of it is jerk behavior. Like, I get it.
Huge
and if
deal,
you don't
yeah
like it, but if you've let it be known that that's something that you don't like and it continues
yeah
to happen, then yeah, you're going to blow up, but it doesn't stop you necessarily from saying, yeah, it's kind of a jerk move to make a huge deal about it, but you can say, let's not have it happen again.
Mm-hmm.
This is what kind of grinds my gears a bit. So let's
yeah,
stop it.
Big jerk.
All right. That's jerk for this week. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That
those
was fun.
Ones. Yeah, man, those are really good ones.
You were very lenient this week.
Was I?
Yeah, as far as everyone not being a jerk.
Did I say every? Well, I did. I didn't vote for a jerk on any of them.
No, you didn't.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Yeah, why did my voice just go back to?
Yeah, have they dropped yet? Are you fine?
Yeah.
Are you good? Okay.
Jeez.